Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegri Wood.
It's called Activate AI Now or Fall Behind: Why Businesses Must Choose Speed or Irrelevance. And honestly, the title does the work.
It does. Brett's core argument is straightforward. The gap between teams using AI properly and teams that aren't is growing fast. And at some point, you can't close it by asking people to work harder.
That line got me. Biology will not keep up with technology. It's blunt, but it's hard to argue with.
And here's what makes this different from most AI articles. Brett's not talking about entire industries being upended overnight. He's talking about workflows, process by process.
Which is actually more unsettling, because you might think, my sector's not being disrupted yet, but your competitor is automating their admin, their reporting, their customer follow-up. Suddenly, they can deliver faster at lower cost.
And you don't see the gap forming until it's already there. He makes the point that most leaders, even experienced ones, misjudge which category they're in.
So what does it actually look like when a team adopts AI properly? Because I think a lot of owners have tried a few things and thought, yeah, it helped a bit.
Brett has a name for that, AI dabbling mode. And he's clear it's where most businesses are stuck. They use AI when something feels too hard or during quiet periods. They don't build systems around it.
So they get marginal gains, then move on. Meanwhile, other businesses are building real capability.
Exactly. And the people who break through describe it as shocking. They start with emails or meeting summaries. That feels useful. Then they learn how to structure prompts, build a knowledge base, design actual workflows. That's when the shift happens.
Available time increases, stress drops, energy returns. That's what he says, which sounds dramatic, but the pattern is real.
And the risk he keeps coming back to isn't AI taking anyone's job. It's a competitor using AI to augment their staff, making their team 10 times more effective. There's no defense against that, except to meet it with equal energy.
So what does he actually say to do? Because Activate AI is fairly broad.
He's specific. Start small internally, but with a large intention. One department, one workflow, something meaningful but manageable.
And build from there.
Build from there. Document your processes, build a knowledge base, test your prompts, get the feedback loop going. Once you see improvement, the next steps become obvious.
He uses a property investment analogy that I think will land with this audience. People who waited years to buy always paid more for less. Same principle here. The cost of delay is invisible at first.
But devastating over time. That's the line.
What about the team side of this? Because a lot of owners want to move on AI, but worry about the reaction they'll get internally.
This is one of the stronger sections. Brett says one of the biggest mistakes is building the whole system, picking the tools, automating the tasks, and then presenting it as a finished product.
The team panics. They fear replacement. Trust drops.
And adoption slows. He puts it well. A human-enabled AI system is always stronger. People are the heartbeat. The AI is the engine. Take away one, and the other loses purpose.
So involve people early. Ask questions. Invite ideas. Find a champion in each department.
That's it. And he's honest about the skill gap, too. Some staff find it genuinely hard to keep up. Some feel intimidated. They don't need to become experts. They need a framework, guidance, and the right tools. A leader who shows them the path.
Okay, what about platform choice? Because there are a lot of tools out there, and owners genuinely don't know where to start.
Brett's advice is simple. Pick one core platform and build around it. Google Workspace? Start with Gemini. Microsoft 365? Start with Copilot. Already using ChatGPT? Stay with OpenAI. Don't jump between systems every week.
Because productivity dies in constant rebuilding.
That's his phrase. And he separates novelty from progress. Every week, a new model launches. Some are excellent. Some are messy first versions. Some won't exist next year. Consistency is how you actually move forward.
And he's honest that most owners can't reliably judge whether their industry will be disrupted in 6 months or 6 years, which means you probably want someone helping you read that.
That's the bit people gloss over. You don't need an in-house AI team, but you need someone who understands how the pieces fit together.
Right. So what's the one thing you take from this article?
Map one workflow this week, one process in your business that involves information, communication, or repetitive decisions. Write down every step. That's your starting point. Everything else follows.
For me, it's the team champion. Find one person who's curious about AI and invite them into the process. Give them permission to experiment. It costs nothing and it shifts everything.
Good one. The full article is at anabu.ai, And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit on the site. Worth checking out.
10 minutes well spent.